I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Michael Signer is the brand new mayor of Charlottesville. He's also the author of Becoming Madison, the extraordinary origins of the least likely founding father. So I asked him during our telephone conversation, how's Mr. Jefferson's small city taking to having a Madison scholar for a mayor?
I think they're taking it well. I think that they're kind of getting a kick out of it. And there's been so much rethinking of kind of the constant idealization of Jefferson, bringing him back down to earth as a very flawed, still remarkable figure. They were all flawed. They all did terrible things as well as wonderful things. And I think it's an opportunity to put Madison back in the mix as someone who was really bringing reason and deliberation and thoughtfulness and conviction and conscience. I mean, the most important motif that's coming back in here is conscience, over and over and over again. And conscience being delivered not by somebody so charismatic and tall and graceful and imaginative and idealistic and sweeping and poetic as Jefferson. That was what Jefferson's role was in the country. Madison was a much different character, but the way that conscience was present in him and the way that he would pursue his causes created this magic and this almost magnetic pull around this little man in any public assembly. And I'm so interested in cracking the code of how he did that and how that was central to his forcefulness and his power and the way that he shaped not just the country, but I think democracy for the ages. So I'm very willing to bring that discussion to Charlottesville and the home of Jefferson. I'm cheerful about it, but I enjoy kind of having that debate.
It's Madison time. Hit it.
Just reading Michael Signer's resume is exhausting. Princeton undergrad, Berkeley poli-sci PhD, UVA law degree, experience teaching, working on political campaigns, running for lieutenant governor, writer of two scholarly books, etc., etc., etc. So I asked, Michael, where does all your drive slash curiosity come from?
My grandparents had been labor organizers when they were in New York City back in the early part of the century. My grandmother had been a secretary at the New School in New York City to Hannah Arendt, and she knew Hannah Arendt, and she spoke about her as a great woman. They sort of had been in sync with a lot of the great machinery of the 20th century, and I really remember talking and learning about that from them. My parents are both journalists, and they had been involved in political journalism. So my dad was at the Washington Post for a long time. So they bring a seriousness of thinking about how stories get told, about learning more about things, that there's a deeper truth, I guess, to current events. I remember when I first got to college, the political theory just bit me like a bug, and it never let go. And I always wanted to do and work on political theory, but I never really wanted to do it from within the academy. So I wanted to get a PhD, but I didn't think that I was going to be a professor, which is pretty unusual to do, especially when you go someplace like Berkeley. So I when I got there, I think I surprised some of my colleagues by attacking it with an intensity because I wanted to get through it. I had friends at Berkeley who had been there for 8 or 9 years. And I got through in under 4 years because I wanted to go to law school and because I wanted to get to work on bringing all this stuff into a life involved in service and in provoking discussion and debate about things. When I became a lawyer, I got really involved in voter protection and election work because that, to me, was key to the integrity of our democracy. I have been involved in a lot of national security work, even working at think tanks, because they are a very powerful set of entities in our country in shaping how we think about public policy, and it's a good place where people who care about philosophy and ideas can work. It's shaped my the two books that I've written. One was about demagogues and democracy. The second, this book about Madison, is about statesmanship and democracy. Some of the work that I've wanted to do, I was counsel to Mark Warner when he was governor, and I really relished working for an executive and taking a part in how government was working from Richmond, kind of going out. And some of the work that I did, I worked on restoration of rights petitions for ex-felons. I did National Guard and Reserve policy. Yeah, I just am kind of curious and amazed by all these. Any time I get the chance to be on site, whether I'm doing, whether I'm helping an idea become a reality in public life, it's just an amazing opportunity to me, and I'm constantly trying to learn. Being mayor of Charlottesville is this kind of adventure every day where people are beating us up a lot, but I'm meeting a ton of people. I think we're getting a lot done. I feel very excited about putting the drive that you mentioned, I guess, which I see as energy and curiosity, into practice. And I'm trying to do that on things as specific as figuring out how do we get this hulk of a blighted hotel that's been kind of moldering on our downtown mall for 4 years. How do we get that moving? And I'm doing that. We passed a resolution that included a reference to condemnation last week. These are very specific things, but that involved a lot of research and counsel. And this is my lesson from Madison. I mean, he was this great philosopher, but he was also involved with very practical, hundreds of very practical military and economic and infrastructure questions, and that was what he was proudest of.
When you look at where you are in your life, how are you doing?
I feel good, but I always feel a little restless about trying to make the most of one's potential in this challenging world that we have. I guess I've been very blessed/cursed with this excess of energy and interests, and I like that. I'm very curious. The thing that I think is so cool about failure, and I've had just dozens and dozens and dozens of failures. I had two failed book proposals before I got the first book. The second book, I think, is a lot better in some ways than the first book, and that's in part because I learned. So, you know, I ran for office and lost before I won. I had to learn a lot about the law before I could start my own practice. I've had it took me a long time to find the right woman to get married and to have kids, which I did when I was, you know, in my 40s. So I view the next stages are going to have to take advantage of the lessons I'm learning right now. But I really like that idea. So I see life as kind of a constant stair steps, I guess. And I have greater ambitions for what I'll do with writing, definitely. And I have, you know, I really like doing public service. I like it a lot. I don't know where that'll go, but I'm trying to do everything I can right now as mayor and throw myself into it full-heartedly. And people seem to really be liking that. I'm 3 weeks into the job. But I feel pretty good, but not finished, I guess, right now.
Michael Signer will be talking about his book, Becoming Madison, The Extraordinary Origins of the Least Likely Founding Father, this Tuesday at WMRA's Books and Brews. All details are at WMRA.org.
Hey, everybody, gather around, it's Madison time. The Madison, the Madison, the Madison.